defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. If you're listening on a number of radio stations, dozens of radio stations around the country, welcome in. We appreciate it. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, please make sure to like and share the post. Get a watch party going. Thousands of you are seeing the program on the live stream, and we appreciate it very much. And if you're watching on your television sets in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, great to be in your living room or bedroom or bathroom or dining room or phone or wherever you are watching your television, watching Armed American Radio. GunBroker.com studios, by the way. I was just chatting with Patricia Huff at GunBroker.com. Moments ago. She will be here on Sunday's broadcast with me doing some new firearms coming up this coming weekend. I hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. I hope and pray that you understand why we have the weekend that we have. It's a solemn occasion, but at the same time, one to be celebrated. So we do both on Memorial Day here in these studios. And to all of you on Facebook, I see your comments coming in. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go right smack to my first guest, only guest today, not my first guest, but my only guest, my good friend, dear friend. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. And that's David Kodria from War on Guns. David, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Mark, I'm doing well, but you have to explain something to me because I'm old and, you know, technology just kind of baffles me. When I do announcements, when I'm going to come on the show, I give the announcement to AAR with the link and, you know, how people can listen live. And then I give the link to your Facebook page. Explain something to me because I've never tried to do it because I'm on the radio with you when these programs happen. But they just go to their, you know, the AAR Facebook page and that's it. There's no ancillary link that goes with that. How does that work?
If they want to, I'm assuming you're talking about watching the Facebook Live. I'm glad you mentioned that because it gives me an opportunity to actually, what am I looking for? Let me just explain this briefly. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And you can scroll right down to the post, and you'll see this streaming there on the post on the page. You can just hit play, and off it goes. So, yeah.
So while it's happening, if you're on the page, you just scroll down, and you'll see it.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, David, I understand that nobody's getting any of your audio, and I don't know why. They are on the radio, but they're not getting it on the Facebook stream, so we'll check that during the break. So, David, listen up. Here's what I want to ask you. Fast and Furious, back in the news, brother, and of course you're the person I think about when it's Fast and Furious, it's David Kodria. What in the heck is going on? Because now there's renewed interest here in the gun walking. The story that you broke along with Mike a number of years ago, there's renewed interest here, bro.
You know, I'm not quite sure what's going on and if anything is going to happen with it, Mark. You know, we had plenty of opportunity when the Republicans were in charge of House oversight, and any noise that's being made right now is, in my opinion, pretty much just noise. I wish that I could come up with some better news. Where I came up with something new on it was with Mexico. A Guns to Mexico hit piece coming out of our friends at Rolling Stone, which is tremendously anti-gun and you know, believes in the monopoly of violence. And they were going through, again, how American guns and lax gun laws are responsible for all the cartel deaths in Mexico, exactly where we were before the Fast and Furious debacle. Got uncovered first by some brave people over at Cleanup ATF, who then talked to Mike Vanderbilt and myself, and we brought it to the attention of the Congress and got at least Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News involved. I guess, unfortunately, by starting to report the truth, it kind of made CBS mm-hmm. News not want to keep her on anymore, which after all those awards, you got to just scratch your head. You got to think, you know what? Any other entity would just be delighted and would make as their headliner anyone who can attract these kinds of awards instead of marginalizing them and sticking them in the broom closet. So what's going on? I don't know that we're going to see any true movement on Fast and Furious. I'll tell you this much. If the November elections go against the Republicans, you can forget it.
Yeah, well, it'll die. They want it to die. This is a story that they never wanted to cover to begin with, that you had a very, very, very difficult time in getting out there. And as you know, the term, we hear it a lot, Bigfooted, comes to mind. You know what always fascinated me, David, was we would talk about Fast and Furious on the Sunday Night Monster broadcast, and lo and behold, guess what would happen? The very next day at 6 a.m., there would be a story about what we spoke about on Drudge Report. Or Fox News would talk about it from the exact same angle we talked. Do you recall that?
Yeah, so many times. I wish, actually, that I had had the foresight and the presence of mind to document every instance. I mean, I brought it up several times. You brought it up several times. I've provided links at times to show it. But I wish I had every single danged one of them, because it happened. It was almost a joke. And you know, you want to speak about Drudge. I'm sorry. You know, I've got no use for the guy, and maybe this is just selfish and petty and sour grapes on my part. But for a guy who started out as a blogger, I have always been very sensitive to new bloggers approaching me and wanting a mention or something like that. And I look, and if it looks like they're on the right track, I'm more than happy to use whatever I have to introduce people to a new voice that's out there, because that's only right. Because what are we in this for? We're not in this for self-aggrandizement. We're in this, you know, for our mutual benefit and to advance freedom. Okay? And Drudge, I would continually send him links of scoops, and he would never, ever acknowledge or mention anything until it appeared on a bigger platform, which struck me as kind of curious for a guy who got his start being a nobody, you know, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, the whole thing is interesting to me, because I would see, now, first of all, Drudge, anybody who's paid any attention to Drudge Report over the course of the last year knows that Drudge Report is a shell of its former self. It's nothing. I got rid of it on my phone. I never even look at the site anymore. It's nothing but a liberal rag at this stage of the game. Apparently it's been sold out, or he sold it out to some family members or some friends of some family that are left-leaning, who knows. But the fact of the matter is, I'm very disappointed in him for a number of reasons, because as far as I'm concerned, he owes his readership, which is in the billions over the years, an explanation as to what occurred. But then again, you know, why should he? Who cares, right? He's got something to do. It's his deal. But anyway, and David, I'm here. It's interesting. I'm getting some things just to let listeners and viewers know that if you're watching on the live stream, there's a volume issue that is not coming from us. It's not coming from the studio. It's coming from the streaming service. We've been streaming all day and have not had any issues. So there have been no changes to anything. David, if you want to hear the volume, you can head over to armedamericanradio.com and click on Listen Live right now, and you can hear it without any problems. David, so, assuming Trump wins again, which he's going to do, as far as I'm concerned, this is going to be a landslide. What do you expect to happen between Mexico and the U.S. on this? I think the Trump administration would love to get their mitts around, you know, Barack Obama and particularly Eric Holder. What do you think in a second term?
I would pray that you're right on that. I hope that you're right on that. You'll forgive me if I have my negative thoughts and suspicions and wonder if the first mass shooting that happens after he's elected will all of a sudden pique his interest in more gun control. You know, we've had gun control from the Trump administration. We haven't really had a lot of rollbacks. We haven't even had something as simple as correcting the White House website, which says that the Second Amendment gives the right to bear arms.
You know, you're right. Hold on. Stop for just a second. Take us to the break with that. I keep forgetting to mention that, and you're absolutely correct. Please tell listeners exactly what you're talking about. It's very important, because it is still there.
Yeah, no, you go to the White House website, and you go to the part on the Constitution and on the Bill of Rights, and you go through the amendments. And what they haven't done is updated the damn thing since the Obama administration, because it still says the Second Amendment gives the right to bear arms, which is absolutely 100% wrong. And it's not even consistent with Supreme Court precedent, okay, right, starting with Cruikshank and repeated in Heller, that says the right is in no way dependent on the Second Amendment, that, you know, it preexists And you know, the founders understood our rights to be endowed by our creators. And what the government can give, the government can take away. And I put out articles on this. I've tweeted to the Trump administration. I've tweeted to the website for the Trump administration. And it's just all falling on deaf ears. Nobody cares. And nobody cares in government unless there's an or else or something in it for them attached to it.
Interesting. Very interesting. We're going to the first break right now. Elaine asks the question, isn't Mexico requesting the investigation? That's coming in on the live comments. Yeah, Mexico didn't. It didn't actually ask for the investigation. They said they wanted answers. We'll find out more when we come back. David Covey, lots more to talk about. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At a buck a face mask, that's a dollar per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Indeed, yes, it is being sponsored by GunBroker. Let me tell you something. GunBroker.com, as I mentioned in the first segment, the opening segment, GunBroker.com's Patricia Huff will be joining me on Sunday. We're going to cover some new pistols and revolvers, I believe, that are top sellers. We do this with Patricia every month, and they've become really popular segments. Absolutely love my segments with Patricia Huff. She will be with me for at least two segments on Sunday. And I also want to thank you, listeners, and ask for your continued support here. This is it's just amazing to me, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. But all of the wonderful people over at MyPillow.com are just blown away by the support from Armed American Radio, not just for MyPillow, but for the support of the Second Amendment, because that's what it represents. You know, those guys, I guess it was over 150 CEOs wrote letters to Congress asking for more gun control. Some of the biggest companies that you do business with them, more than likely your bank or in many places where you shop. Many of you may even work for some of these companies that are screaming for gun control. And Mike Lindell has not only resisted, he has said, not going to happen on my watch. And he has spoken specifically about support for this program, and it's outstanding. Mike, as you know, co-hosted this show with me back a couple years ago at the Minnesota State Fair, which sadly has been canceled this year. And, you know, I believe I was looking forward to going back up there again this year. Only missed 1 year in a decade, and that was because of some scheduling conflicts. But nonetheless, please support them. They are supporting Armed American Radio and helping keep the show on the air. And you guys are killing it over there. A ton of great products. We just got our pet a big round pet bed from them. Then she loves the thing. But the promo code is AAR. So anything you're buying over there, please use the promo code AAR, because we all sleep. And we can support the Second Amendment while we're doing it, while we're taking some Z's. And it's really, really important. So thank you for what you're doing. And thank MyPillow and everybody else. We'll go back to some more sponsors in just a minute. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, how the heck are you, man? Come back in with me.
You know, it's kind of sweltering out here. I've got the ceiling fan on. I've got the screens all open. And you can guess why. Yeah. It's because I got a nice cigar going. But 2 weeks ago, it was snowing. And now I'm mowing the lawn twice a week, okay?
Isn't that nuts? Listen, you know, I was just talking with Pincus. You know, he's out in Colorado. I did a lot of work with Rob today. We did a video with Kimberly Coulter, Ann Coulter's younger niece, her goddaughter, and had a wonderful time doing all that stuff. And the weather out there has been nuts and everything else. So, man, it's just been crazy. And then this whole coronavirus thing. David, let's go. Let's put an exclamation point, if we can, on the Fast and Furious, because you were so intimately involved in this. When I went to the break, Elaine Tebolt had mentioned that what didn't Mexico call for the investigation? It's my understanding Mexico said they wanted answers. Do you know anything from that side of the border?
Yeah, that actually came out about 18 days ago, where Mexico said that it wanted answers over the historic gun running row. This is a Reuters report. And Mexico's president urged the United States to shed light on a gun running sting that caused bilateral friction under the Obama presidency, questioning the behavior of past U.S. administrations for the third time this week. Well, first of all, it wasn't a sting, because a sting says you have some chance of actually catching what's at the end of it, as opposed to just letting the guns cross the border and then, you know, just, nothing, right, and not following it through to the end. You know, my colleague and friend Kurt Hoffman compared it to the underpants gnomes on South Park, where they had a three-phase business plan. Phase one was steal underpants, phase two was a question mark, and phase three was profit. How are you going to sting the cartels at the end of it if you have nothing in between aside from letting these characters get by with walking guns across the border? Now, in terms of what Mexico knows and what Mexico doesn't know, Mike Vanderbo and I were documenting at the time. And this has since been borne out by other reports and other investigations that, in fact, the ATF attaché to Mexico was kept out of the loop, and that when he wanted to forward this and you know, investigate this with his counterparts, at that point, the cleanup crew at the Justice Department took over, and they basically wanted to control all information and not allow him to act on his own on this. What Mexico actually knows or knew at the time, and who in the Mexican government knew at the time, is something that we don't know. I don't know that we ever will know. I'm certain with the corruption that's going on there and with the tie-ins with the cartels that are going on there, that you're going to find that there were, in fact, people in the Mexican government on the other side that knew what was going on. But this, again, points back to our friend in the White House, because Donald Trump, when he was campaigning, promised the brother and sister of Brian Terry that he would get to the bottom of this. And we have since seen, you know, the Rip Crew murderers brought to trial. But we have not seen anything going on with who in the U.S. government knew what and what it was that they knew. Okay, and so it's just amazing. So no one has actually been held accountable in terms of been prosecuted for a disastrous plot that relied on finding dead bodies next to guns that could then be recovered and say, see, we trace these to American gun shops. And so right now we have a lawsuit going on with Kent Terry to try to find out more about what's going on. We have a lawsuit to try to find out what the State Department knew and when they knew it. And the State Department at that time was under Hillary Clinton. And why? Well, because we have international traffic in arms regulations. And if this was a sanctioned operation, okay, it doesn't matter that ATF agents weren't physically walking guns across the border. If, in fact, at some level they knew about it and their management knew about it and allowed it to continue, that in itself is a violation of ITAR. So that means there are one of two possibilities. Either the State Department knew and sanctioned it, or they didn't know, at which point it's a crime. Which is it?
It could have been both.
And why is it that a small fry like me, okay, sitting here with the ceiling fan on, talking to you, okay, has to be the one answering these questions? Where is the media on this? All these people that Drudge will give links to.
Well, that's been the question from day one. Listeners, we're talking about Operation Fast and Furious, the gunwalking scandal, that the media simply, well, we know where the media is on that. They were not going to give their boy Barack Obama any hassles. You know, had that been the Trump administration, had this been reversed in history, we know exactly what would have happened. Heads would have rolled. People would be in prison. They're imprisoning people right now for fake stuff that didn't happen during the Trump administration, for crying out loud. So we know that the mainstream media laid down on this one and took a snooze. And, you know, the mere fact that it was brought back up again kind of gave me a little, I don't know, I guess the hair went up on the back of my neck, and I thought, could this be revived? I just don't think there's enough. You know, you've got to get press coverage. And right now, the press isn't going to walk away from this coronavirus pandemic because they're going to try to keep this narrative alive as long as they can until the election and try to use it, weaponize it, as they have been against Donald Trump. When we come back, we're going to go in a couple different directions with David Kodria. We're going to try to correct the feed for you streamers, see if you can get some audio. That's more than likely a Facebook issue. Can't help you in that. But you can switch over to the radio. Go to armedamericanradio.com and click Listen Live. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios, GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Great to be here with you today. Regardless of how you're listening or watching to the program, it's always a pleasure to be with you in the afternoon, 5 days a week, and of course on Sundays from 8 to 11 p.m. in the MonsterCast studios. I'm going to go right back over to Mr. David Kodria. David, welcome back inside the studios, brother. Great to be here. You want to switch gears for a minute?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me take you to Supreme Court. I'm going to give you two points of view, and I want to hear both of them, both of your thought on both of them. First, there are some folks, as you probably know today, the Supreme Court announced again today, or let me just put it this way, they had not let us know whether or not they're going to take any of those cases that are before them. They have pushed it out again until the 28th, which is this Thursday. So here they've been, a lot of people say they're punting it. They're kicking the can down the road. No, that's not necessarily how it works. First off, because they haven't yet agreed to hear a case, do you think they're punting it down? Do you think it's a negative thing that they haven't agreed to take one of these nine cases that are up before them now?
I think that they're probably wrestling over which case to take. I don't think that they think among themselves that they can ignore all of them. I think they are looking at what is the most palatable case that they can take that is going to create the minimum amount of change, probably.
Yeah.
Because you don't see a real change in the balance of power unless there's a credible or else attached to it, which none of these really have.
Okay, so you don't think that it's a bad thing, that you just think it's a basis of which one are we going to take yet? Let's just keep moving this from conference to conference to conference to see to it.
No, right? I wouldn't say that. I think it's a horrible thing. I think that the Supreme Court ought to be up there unanimously saying the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and anybody who tries it is, you know, basically being an unconstitutional tyrant. Okay, but that's me. That's why I'll never wear a robe.
No, I understand you, and I know what you're saying. Now, there's the other side, like me, that, and after some lengthy conversation with a lot of people in the know here, that, like you just mentioned, they're just simply trying to, it's not a bad thing that they have not announced yet. It will be a bad thing if they decide not to take any of these cases for next session, beginning next year, or beginning later this year after the summer. That would be bad news. But the fact that these cases are on their docket, or not on their docket, but are in conference now, and they're deciding which ones to hear, means they haven't punted anything. It just means, as David just mentioned, that they're simply looking at which ones. David, I believe we're going to see one, possibly two cases. Mr. Gottlieb has said guaranteed one almost. And possibly three cases that they may hear. What do you think?
I do not have a crystal ball. I hope that he's right. I will say this. I have a draft into Firearms News that I turned in probably about a week or so ago. I just dinged the editor saying, hey, what's going on with this? Do we need to clean it up or do anything else to it before it gets published? And essentially, I take all the cases that are before the court and kind of give an overview on what each one is about. And there's something in common that they all have, and that it's got to be resolved at some point. And again, you notice that I preface when we started talking about this what they think they can get through and what's palatable. But the one thing that all the cases are not centering on is the first 13 words of the Second Amendment. Okay,
correct.
About a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. And even though self-defense is important and, you know, the ability to carry is paramount and important in order to fulfill that duty, none of them are focused on the core purpose of the Second Amendment, not about hunting. It is about the ability to provide for the security of a free state, which is where a lot of these states are shirking their constitutional duty to the supreme law of the land. And they are basically crippling the ability of the people to maintain freedom by way of the Second Amendment, which is what the founders intended.
Well, David, you know, you've got 27 words in that amendment, and you're right, the first 13, but it's not, here's why it's not shocking to me, because you can be called a radical by today's mainstream press simply for citing the words of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
Okay, if someone who believes in our constitutional principles and our founding documents and the words contained therein is viewed as a radical, extremist, some folks in the media will call you a racist and a traitor. Okay. For adhering.
Here's the thing.
To.
Here's the thing, Mark. They're going to call us that anyway. No matter how many concessions our side gives up, they are going to return to that anyway. They will praise the idiot Republican who is promoting and acceding to concessions while it happens. But then the second that they don't need him anymore, what do they do to useful idiots when they turn into useless eaters? Okay.
Yeah, well,
they're done with them, and you can see all the concessions that the late Senator John McCain made, and yet when it came time to between him and a Democrat, all of a sudden they're painting him as the biggest right wing extremist to ever come down the pike.
Yeah, it's really something. It's really something. All right, we're going to move on to we're going to keep covering some more topics. Going to move kind of lightning fast with you right now. You are probably very well aware that crime in New York City is skyrocketing right now. It's up in double and triple digits. Shootings are up. Chicago, this weekend, listeners, viewers, Chicago had its bloodiest Memorial Day weekend since 2015. Now, David, Chicago is not a city I have talked about recently. I used to give the Chicago Tribune killing numbers every week in Chicago, but it actually got old. How pathetic is that, right? But the fact of the matter is that we're seeing increases in these numbers. Now, I want to make a correlation here, because it is gunpowdermagazine.com is writing about, and I give the headline, New Zealand gun owners take government to court over gun ban as gun crime soars in New Zealand. David, you mean to tell me that criminals don't follow the law anywhere around the world?
Well, now let's not be completely one-sided on this. At least they're having the courtesy of wearing masks to help with the social distancing, right?
Okay, you're right about that. But in all seriousness, I mean, does anything about what I just said shock you?
Absolutely not. And St. Louis, too, is just right. Another record weekend. And this, again, is Memorial Day, Mark, which for Americans ought to be a sacred day, except it's not a sacred day. It's just another excuse to not work and to do whatever it is you want to do, as opposed to reflect on what it means and the sacrifices that were made, you know, through blood, powder, and steel, so that right. You and I could be sitting here discussing our opinions on a national radio program.
Yeah, you know, I look forward, David, I think you've participated with me on it before, but I really look forward to Memorial Day broadcast. And, you know, this weekend coming up, David, is a statistic that I think you'll appreciate because you've been around from day one with me here. And that is, this weekend coming up will be my 525th straight radio program on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast without ever having missing a program. You know, that's a remarkable feat. And, you know, here we were on 524 just on Sunday, and it's Memorial Day. I look forward to that program because I tell the story of the aircraft Jake's Jerks going down on a bombing mission over Schiphol Air Base in Amsterdam during World War II, November 3rd, by the way, 1943, when the brave pilot in that aircraft was piloting the lead aircraft in the formation when he took some flak, engine went out. He maintained formation. He dropped a couple thousand feet in altitude and maintained formation in the event that his aircraft exploded. He didn't damage any of the other aircraft in that formation. And shortly after he was able to hold formation and release his ordnance, his wing came off and he went into an uncontrollable dive. And at that point, they lost it. There's a photograph taken from an aircraft above him in formation of that aircraft going down. And the hero flying that aircraft was my great uncle, Tony Geiser. So it's always a great story to tell on Memorial Day. And I remind everybody that we've all got a Tony Geiser in our family somewhere. And it's why we're able to celebrate a weekend like we just did. I'll be back with David Cote for one more segment.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back indeed. Honest to goodness, it's been a crazy weekend. I hope you had a great time over the weekend. But as I was telling you when we were heading out to the break, I hope to goodness that you remember why we're able to have this program, why I'm able to talk to David about the things that we talk about, and why our sponsors are able to support us and why we're able to support them because of so many people who gave up so much. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, those combat vets that formed that company, Brad Primo, you hear him on the show on a regular basis. He is part of the third hour. You hear, we got a new sponsor, Pulse TV, by the way, and I'm going to put this up on the screen if you're watching. The really cool stuff, because I love stuff like this. I love, like, as seen on TV products. I eat that stuff up, just like I love cafeteria food. I mean, I was one of the kids that actually loved, you know, the high school cafeteria food. I don't know, just the way I am. David's laughing, but I love Shop AAR. They created a shop for us. Thousands and thousands and thousands of products on Pulse TV. .com/armed, PULSETV.com/armed. All that cool, fun stuff you can get over there. And that's how because they contacted us and said, we want to support Armed American Radio. How can we do it? And that's how. So I love it. And of course, Crossbreed Holsters, my pillow, you're killing it. Keep using the promo code AAR. Mike and the group over there are just absolutely blown away. And we're going to have him on the show. And then we're working on that now to bring him in. He wants, you know, just fun stuff over there. Of course, Car Arms, gunbroker.com. It's 100% free. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat will be back this coming weekend on Sunday as well. Of course, Bursa, I'm looking for that 380 Thunder just as soon as all this stuff calms down. And of course, defendercoffee.com. When you're drinking coffee, you're supporting the Second Amendment. That's a no-brainer. DefenderCoffee.com. And, of course, FrontSight's got the free tickets for you out there to take a class. Many of you who I see on the stream
our members and go there on a fairly regular basis. So support them for supporting us. It's 100% free. Get the certificate. Frontsite.com/MARK. David, let's go back to you quickly. I want to know what you think, and this is kind of a loaded question. David, do Canadians have and it's not a trick question, I swear to you, it's not a trick question. Do Canadians have a Second Amendment right?
They don't have a Second Amendment right, but every human being on the planet has a right to keep and bear arms in defense of self and community and country.
Thank you. Now, let's dig into this for a little bit, because we are getting a real-life example. Yet again, David, we get windows of opportunity like this to see what they want for us. Trudeau bans everything. Now there's talk that he's looking at handguns, okay? He's just going to ban guns because he's little baby-faced Trudeau, and he can do that. And I've been saying to people, I said it today, too, when I hear people say, you know, boy, Canadians, man, they don't have a Second Amendment right. No, they do. They just don't call it that. It's not written into their founding documents. It's the human right that we all have, that natural law that supersedes man-made law, correct? Isn't that what the founders were talking about?
Of course it is, because they talked about in the Declaration the laws of nature and of nature's God. And we know from the fact that rights are preexistent, that the Second Amendment just didn't come into being with the ratification of the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. The Second Amendment was the articulation of what the founders knew to be the natural and the human right. And whether or not you want to consider it, you know, because you have a religious perspective, mm-hmm. that you're endowed by your Creator, or whether you want to take it from a secular point of view and you want to say that it's inherent to the condition of being human, it doesn't matter. It is your right. It is your pre-existing right. Since no one gave it to you, no one has the right to take it from you.
All right. Now, I'm going to quote from a very dear friend of mine. Quote from a piece that a very dear friend of mine wrote back on May 22nd. And I've really been looking forward to talking to him about this piece. And the first line says, quoting, "The government has finally moved to ban military-style assault rifles." Great. So now let's go to the next step. A complete and comprehensive ban on the sale and ownership of all handguns. That was an opinion writer by the name of Tony Keene from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And that dear friend that wrote that is in a piece titled "Canadian Gun Grabber Admits Disarmament is the Ultimate Goal." David, I think you know who the guy who wrote that.
Yeah, I know that guy. His wife and kids don't think quite that highly of him, but they accept him and tolerate him around the house as long as the money comes in, right?
That's David Codrea, who wrote that piece. And I've been dying to talk to you about this. That's why I phrased the question that way, because I hate it when I hear. I hate it for Canadians. I hate it when I hear someone say, well, they don't have a Second Amendment right. See what can happen when you don't have a Second Amendment right? No, they do. They have a human right. It's just codified in our Second Amendment. It could have been first. It could have been third. It's the framers put it as two, right? We would be talking about the Third Amendment,
David. This guy goes on, there's no conceivable reason why any ordinary person needs to own a handgun. Well, you know, no reason whatsoever. Why don't you just go to the armed citizen that NRA puts out and tell all those people that they deserve to die, that you would prefer that they had died instead of being able to defend themselves? Why don't you go to every single statistic that's out there, including from the Department of Justice, that shows that defensive gun uses dramatically outweigh and outnumber the so-called gun violence that happens, and then they hit us up with, well, because gun owners don't kill as many people. Well, yeah, that's because we're responsible human beings, and if the mere presentation of a gun is enough to deter violence, then guess what? The presence of a gun deterred violence. And this guy goes on to say, likewise, the term shooting yourself in the foot is not just a metaphor, which I found curious because, you know, I have my Only Ones category on the War on Guns blog. And that's basically it's based on DEA agent Lee Page, who was talking to a group of school kids, and he said he was the only one professional enough to carry a gun, and then when he goes to holster it, and he shoots himself right in the foot. Okay? And
yeah. Well, David, go ahead. Tell us.
The thing about the Canadian piece is, after I did that, I did a little scouting around, and I found a piece from a couple years earlier by a guy who says that they ought to criminalize gun ownership in Canada. And I go to look at this guy, and it turns out that he's a tech billionaire, okay? But he was he's Armenian, who was born in Cairo, where his parents went to flee the Armenian genocide. And this guy gets adopted into a new country, and rather than take advantage of the fact that he's coming to a new country as a refugee and taking advantage of why he can come to this country as a place of refuge, he wants to turn it into the same kind of monopoly of violence hellhole that his family had to flee from that enables genocide. And you just want to slap yourself on the head, and then you want to slap them around a little bit.
Well, ask Arizona what's, as we say down south of the Mason-Dixon line, what's fitting to happen in Arizona in November. You got Mark Kelly is ahead of what's her fit, McSally out there right now from what I'm seeing by double digits. So I, listeners and viewers, polls don't mean anything to me. Here's why, because I've never been polled. And I don't care what type of science you claim it to be. Don't tell me that you interview 900 people out of 150 million voters and you can tell me what those voters think. That's a load of crap and you need to find a new line of work. That's garbage. And if you don't believe me, who's your president? Okay? Don't tell me that. I don't care what kind of science there is. All right, David.
Yeah, I'm putting together a Merrick Kelly piece right now because he and his campaign, both he and business-wise in the campaign, have been beneficiaries of this Tencent. It's a People's Republic of China-owned firm. Okay, and so I'm asking, well, what are you going to do about the fact that you have Boeing and you have Raytheon out there in Arizona that have lucrative defense contracts for Apache helicopters and missile defense systems that they're selling to Taiwan? Okay, how are you going to reconcile this with your new masters from the People's Republic who want to leave Taiwan out of everything? And if you mention them, you're, you know, persona non grata with them, and including leaving them off the World Health Organization panel. Okay,
I know.
I think that Mark Kelly needs to answer these questions, and yet nobody's
He's not going to be asked. He isn't going to be asked, and even if he did, he wouldn't, and he'd get a pass, and they'd let him skate. And the reason I even mention him was real simple, because all those people that come out that turn Arizona blue are trying to turn it into what they left and fled. David Kodria, War on Guns. Man, the time just flies right by. I love you, brother. We'll see you on the radio sometime later next week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, carry on, carry off, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave a cave without your club. Don't be that disarmed caveman. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.